Welcome to the Sableton Live 12 lesson on old school subsign build using resampling workflows, with a focus on DN beat edits. If you like that classic jungle and roller energy, where the bass feels like it's actually performing with the drums, this one's going to be very useful. We're not just making a sub sound good in isolation. We're building a bass phrase, printing it to audio and turning that print into edit material you can chop, reverse, stutter, and drop into your arrangement. The big idea here is simple. Start with a clean sign-based sub. Add just enough movement and harmonic color so it speaks on smaller systems. Then resample the performance into audio so you can treat it like a record edit. That is a very DNB way of thinking. Make it, print it, slice it, reuse it. For this lesson, set your project to around 172 to 174 BPM. That keeps it right in the classic drum and bass zone. Load up a breakbeat or your own drum loop first so the bass is always reacting to something real. We want this to feel musical, not like a bass line floating in empty space. Create three tracks, one MIDI track for the sub, one audio track for resampling, and if you want, a third audio track for extra edit prints or effects later. On the master or your bass group, add a utility so you can check mono easily, and keep your headroom sensible from the start. You do not need the bass slamming red while you're writing. Leave yourself room. Now let's build the source sound. On the MIDI sub track, load operator and keep it super simple. Set oscillator to sign. Turn off the extra oscillators or leave them unused. Keep the filter open for now. Use a fast attack on the amp envelope and decide whether you want a shorter decay for a more plucky feel or a longer release for smoother sustain. The phrasing matters a lot here. In drum and bass, the sub should usually support the break, not fight it. So don't just hold one endless note. Write a small one bar or two bar phrase that leaves space. A good starting point is to move around the root and fifth, maybe with a quick octave jump, then return to the root. Try to make the bass answer the drums rather than sit on top of them. A useful trick is to keep the actual note range low, around C1 to G1 depending on the key. Use note lengths around eighths or quarters, and then shorten a few notes to create bounce. You want it tight and intentional. At this stage, keep it mono. This is the foundation. The sub should be centered and solid, like a beam under the whole track. Next, give the sign a little more life. After operator, add saturator and then EQ8. A small amount of saturation goes a long way here. You're not trying to turn the sub into a fuzzy mess. You're just giving it enough harmonics so it can translate better in the mix and feel more present on smaller speakers. A drive amount of around 2 to 6 dB is often enough, with soft clip on if needed. If you want more old school motion, add auto filter after the saturator and automate it subtly. This can create tension and movement without turning the bass into a modern wobble patch. Keep the sweep modest. You're looking for a filtered build texture, not a huge dramatic filter circus. In this kind of DNB, restraint often hits harder. Now we start thinking like editors, not just loop programmers. This bass line should feel like a phrase. That means using note lengths, rests, and tiny timing choices to create call and response with the break. Leave a gap where the snare can breathe. Add a pickup note before the next downbeat. Make the last note slightly shorter or slightly different so it pulls into the next bar. That's the old school vibe right there. The bass and drums feel like they're talking to each other. Once the MIDI phrase feels good, it's time to commit it. Set up your audio track to resample the output, arm it, and record your bass performance for 2 bars or more. Honestly, 4 or even 8 bars can be better, because the extra tail often gives you the best transitional material. This is one of the most important coaching points in the whole lesson. Don't only record the exact loop length. Capture a little more than you need. The extra material is where the useful edits usually live. If you can, perform the automation live. Move the filter, the saturation, maybe to gain or utility control in real time. Human timing makes the resample feel more believable and more played. That is a big part of the old school feel. You're capturing a performance, not just rendering a static sound. Record the clip and make sure it includes the motion you created. If the filter opened gradually or the saturation increased toward the end, print that. That printed movement is your new source material. Now comes the fun part. Take that resampled audio and start slicing it into usable edits. You can work in arrangement view and cut directly at musical points. Focus on downbeats, offbeats, note tails, and phrase endings. Don't just chop randomly because you can. The best edits still feel connected to the original bass phrase. Make a few different edit types from the same print. One full hit, one pickup, one reverse tail, one short fill or stutter. Even from a very simple bass line, These tiny variations can create a convincing DNB arrangement moment. If you need a little more control, use clip fade so the slices don't click. Keep the edits tight and musical. You're aiming for that old record cut feel, but with modern precision. From here, shape the printed audio so it sits properly with the drums. Usually, you do not need heavy warping on a bass resample unless you're intentionally going for a special effect. If the timing is already tight, leave warp off or use it sparingly. Add utility if you need quick gain adjustment or mono checking. Use EQ8 if the printed layer has too much low mid buildup. If the edit layer needs more bite, a touch more saturation can help. And if you want a filter sweep into a transition, auto filter is still your friend. A useful EQ move is to clean up muddiness around 180 to 350 Hz if the bass starts clouding the break. If the edit layer needs more presence, a gentle boost in the 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz area can help, but keep that treatment off the true sub. The low layer should stay clean. Let the printed edits carry the character. That separation is one of the most important ideas in this lesson. The core sub is the weight. The resampled audio is the personality. Now arrange it. Think in phrases. A simple old-school DNB structure might be 8 bars of intro, 4 bars of build, 2 bars of pre-drop tension, then an 8-bar drop. Use the resampled edits to mark the transitions. A reverse tail before the drop, a short stutter on the last half bar, a silence or minimal response before the main hit returns. In drum and bass, a well-placed gap can hit harder than constant movement. That's worth remembering. The drums are already busy, so your bass edit does not need to scream every moment. It just needs to land in the right place. For example, you might let bars 1 and 2 establish the main bass idea, then leave bar 3 sparse. Use bar 4 for a little fill or repeat into the next phrase. Then before the drop, bring in a reversed slice or filtered pickup. That creates tension without overcrowding the mix. Once the musical idea is there, group your bass elements and check how they behave together. A light glue compressor on the bass group can help steady the edited material, but only use a little. You're not trying to crush the life out of the sub. Aim for just a couple dB of gain reduction if needed. The kick and sub need to work together, not fight. Always check mono. Make sure the bass isn't getting too wide down low. Keep the sub centered, and only let the upper grit or texture layer spread a bit if you want width. The break should still feel like the driver. If the bass starts stealing the groove from the drums, shorten the notes or move the bass away from the kick transients. A couple of common mistakes show up a lot in this workflow. One is making the sub too complex. The fix is simple. Keep the true low end simple and let the edits do the talking. Another is resampling too early, before the MIDI phrase is working. Always get the groove right first, then print it. Another mistake is overslicing. Do not chop the audio into random fragments. Slice at musical points. That's what makes the edit feel intentional. If you want to push this into darker or heavier territory, there are some great variations. You can duplicate the resampled bass and process the copy as a parallel grit lane. High pass it so it doesn't compete with the sub, then push it harder with saturation or overdrive. Blend it quietly underneath. That gives you more presence on smaller systems without wrecking the low end. You can also resample twice. First print a cleaner version. Then print a dirtier version with more drive and filter movement. Alternate them across the arrangement. That contrast keeps the bass evolving without needing a totally new pattern. Another strong move is to create slight variation at the end of each phrase. One bar ends on the root. The next ends on the fifth. Then a short pickup lands into the downbeat. That tiny change keeps the line alive and stops loop fatigue. If you want even more old-school character, try a very subtle pitch drop on the last note before a transition. It doesn't need to be dramatic. Even a tiny move can create a lot of tension in a roller. And if you want to get really practical, here's a fast exercise. Make a 4-bar subsign build loop in C minor or F minor. Load operator and write a 1-bar bass line with at least one rest. Add saturator and auto filter, and automate a subtle change over the 4 bars. Resample the phrase to audio. Then slice it into at least 4 edits, one full hit, one pickup, one reverse tail, and one stutter or repeat. Arrange those into a 2-bar pre-drop leading into a final hit. Then check it in mono and trim any clash with the kick or break. If it sounds like a usable DNB edit instead of just an audio experiment, you've nailed it. So to recap, build the bass as a clean sign first. Add a little saturation and filter movement. Resample once the performance feels right. Slice the resample into musical edits. Keep the sub mono, the character layered, and the phrasing tied to the break. That's the workflow. And once you get comfortable with it, you can turn a very simple bass idea into a full old-school DNB arrangement toolset. Make the line, print the line, cut the line. Then let the edits bring the record to life.